Bonjour à tous et à toutes, ici Marcel Gignarneau, alias MCMG sur l'élite du métal, sur les ondes de CFAK 88.3 FM, la radio du campus de l'Université de Sherbrooke. Désolé de ce petit retard, mais comme je vous l'ai promis ce soir, j'ai avec moi, je l'espère, Rebecca Vernon du groupe Doom Metal américain, Sub Rosa en ondes avec moi sur l'élite du métal. Can you hear me, Rebecca?
Yes, I can.
All right, let me just see if I can make the volume a bit higher.
Okay.
Can you hear me very well? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yes, I can hear you. All right. So let's begin the interview right now. Can you give me a short biographical overview of the band, meaning the members, formation, discography, etc.? Describe the band's origins to me.
Sure. We started in 2005. And I'd wanted to start a sludgy, downtuned band for a few years, but I guess I was kind of scared because I'd never, you know, led a band or played guitar or sing in front of mm-hmm. people. But finally, I decided it was the right time. And my friend, Sarah Pendleton, who is still the violinist, one of the violinists in Sub Rosa, she was learning violin at the time. And I thought, well, let's try this out. You know, she wanted to join the band. And at first I didn't know how that would work with the brutal, down-tuned vision I had in mind. But then it ended up working out really well. The violins add so much to Sub Rosa. And since 2005, we got signed to I Hate Records, released Strega, and then Profound Lore released No Help for the Mighty Ones, and then We're Constant Than the Gods last September. So that's kind of a very short bio.
All right. You've been here for quite a while, at least since 2005, and I think you've put out one record, your first record, Strega, if I'm not mistaken, and of course, an album that I put immediately on my top 10 for 2011, which was No Help for the Mighty Ones. That album introduced me to your band, thanks to music record store we have here in Sherbrooke called Music Cité, Music City in English, and he thought that your band was very original. I mean, there was no other band, no other doom metal band, at least, that sounded like that, and I was a bit skeptical at first, but when I first listened to it, I was very, very intrigued by your unique ability to evoke many, many moods and many emotions throughout your music, and your third full-length album, which came out last year, More Constant Than the Gods, which was named, I think you already noticed, best album of 2013 on this show, is nothing short of a brilliant display of musical prowess and an inventive yet extremely gloomy atmosphere, if I may say so.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
A compliment.
My pleasure. I was simply impressed by the ability, like I said, of your band to express such despair and urgency on a conceptual level. This album seems to be even more raucous than No Help for the Mighty Ones, but at the same time, balancing an incredible combination of moods and textures. My question is, how do you portray this energy mostly on a musical level? That's what I'm curious to know.
How do we portray the energy of the music, you mean?
Yes.
You mean in a live setting, or how do we capture it in the
album? General, whether it's live or in studio or whatever means you have?
Well, I think that a lot of it comes from our main motivations with making music. I think that for us it comes from a really sincere place. We definitely see music as an art form, and so we're seeking to express ourselves, and we are trying to send out a certain energy through the music and make an emotional impact on people. And so because those are our motivations, that's what we seek for, and we envision that when we're making the music, and, mm-hmm. and we're trying to make something honest and true and to us. And I think that somehow the Sonics are able to capture that. I don't know how music is hard to explain, you know, how it works, but when you start out with those kinds of intentions and you're seeking for that, and you have that vision, I think that the emotion does end up showing up in the music.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that I particularly noticed about your music, which you spoke about honesty, you just spoke about it, about conveying those emotions. And I think that the two violinists that are present within your band, meaning Kim Peck and Sarah Pendleton, of course, have an immense role in your band's authentic sound. Tell me more about this inclusion in a very reclusive musical subgenre that is doom metal. Tell me more about that.
Well, Sarah and Kim are the crown jewel in Sub Rosa for sure. Like I said, when the band first started, I just wanted to be brutal and loud and heavy. And Kim and Sarah bring this emotional depth and layers to the music that wouldn't be there otherwise. And they are just so incredibly gifted at what they do. They are geniuses, in my opinion. I will bring a riff to the table, and they'll hear the riff, and almost immediately sometimes they'll start coming up with like the perfect part for that riff. And sometimes they'll know what the lyrics are before they start writing the violin parts, and the violins will perfectly magnify and amplify what the lyrics are trying to say. And I see them do this over and over again, and I'm always just blown away and mystified as to how they do it. I don't know their secret.
I think that
maybe I should ask them.
Yeah, maybe one day. But I think that secret should stay underground for now. I mean, that's what keeps the music alive, in my humble opinion. I mean, I think that these two violinists really add a lot of authenticity, if I may say so. I don't know how to describe it otherwise. I mean, myself, I'm not a huge fan of doom metal, but I do have to say that because of your band, I'm more open to it than I was before. I mean, I'm really more into doom metal than I was a few years ago, even before I started listening to No Album for the Mind Ones. I mean, this album is very, very groundbreaking, and More Constant Than the Gods is even more groundbreaking. My next question is related more to the influences. You mentioned before that you wanted to do something a bit more brutal and straightforward. However, in this band, on a cultural and lyrical level, I found out that the American folk culture, in the technical language, I think it's called Americana, was a huge inspiration for the band, and for you personally, I suppose. Do you have other influences that can be traced beyond the concept and the lyrics that you portray in those albums? What about the musical ones?
Well, our biggest influence was a band from Utah County in Utah. This is the home of Provo, American Fork, arguably one of the most conservative towns in the U.S., and this band that I saw was called the Red Bennies, and they were playing sludge metal back in 1996. They were influenced by Sleep back then, the band Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just so far ahead of their time. And when I saw them in 1996, I mean, my mind was blown to smithereens, and I'd never heard anything like that. And they made a deep impression on me. They were very, very angry, and the music meant something. It had a certain power to it that was impacted the listeners. Like it was a statement, and I took all that with me. I carried that with me, and so when I was thinking of starting Sub Rosa, that was definitely something that inspired me. And as far as Americana influences, we do have that kind of like folk tinge, or that Americana Appalachian murder ballad tinge to the music, and it comes out especially in Cozy Mo, More Constant Than the Gods.
I agree.
And then it came out a lot in Whippoorwill and No Help for the Mighty Ones.
Yeah, if I may add, I particularly noticed that influence, excluding those songs, mostly on House Carpenter. The shortest song that I've heard so far from your band, the lyrics really reminded me of the American folk culture. I mean, every time I listen to it, it's automatically there.
Yeah, and the strange thing is, I don't listen to that much folk music. Like, I'm not a big folk music fan. I don't go to folk music festivals. I don't collect those kinds of CDs or records. I mean, I like Neil Young and, you know, a few other big artists in the folk scene, but like, it's strange. I don't know why that comes up within me, or why I'm attracted to that kind of music or that kind of sound. I haven't listened to that much source material, honestly.
Okay.
Just sung stuff here and there.
Okay.
So I don't know how that happened.
Well, I mean, it's very well integrated, despite what you just said. That's yeah, my pleasure. That's really interesting way to look at Dumel. Now, about the band itself, I read about the sad news of the departure of your bassist Christian Creek. Now that he is replaced by your new bassist Leviana, I think he played for Samotras. How will that change the musical landscape of Sub Rosa? Will there be a big difference now?
The new bassist is Levi Hanna, and he's from the Salt Lake band Holdra.
Oh.
And, you know, we have had a lot of lineup changes through the years, and everyone who's ever been in Sub Rosa does bring, a new flavor, their own unique flavor to the band. And I've always really enjoyed that. I love to see what each new person's going to bring. And, of course, things change slightly, but I never really see it as being less or more than previous members. Just different. And so as far as how Levi might change the sound, I'm not really sure yet because it's only been a few weeks, but I think time will kind of tell. One thing is that I have noticed is that he likes to elaborate on certain bass parts and maybe not play exactly what I'm playing. Well, not that Christian did either, but Levi really likes to experiment with that, and mm-hmm. so that's been interesting to see him do that, and I've enjoyed that. So,
briefly, you spoke about being influenced by more direct and brutal influences. Will the new album lead more towards that sound, a more brutal sound?
You mean the next album?
Yes, I'm curious to know.
You know, I've just started thinking about the next album, and before the next heavy album, I think we actually might do an acoustic album.
Oh.
And do covers of a few of the kind of more Appalachian murder ballad Americana songs mm-hmm. we were talking about, some of the slower, more melodic songs, kind of doing acoustic versions of those. But I am already starting to think of the album beyond that, and I'm not sure exactly, but I definitely want to keep it as heavy as ever.
Okay.
I don't want to become a softer.
Very good.
I don't want to take away any of the power. And
no.
I think that I'd like to write the music from the perspective of how it'll sound live, because playing the songs from We're Constant Than the Gods it's just more powerful live than I think the songs from No Help for the Mighty Ones were, mm-hmm. and that was really eye-opening for me and made me start thinking of songwriting, for the next heavy album, think of songwriting in that way.
Well, that's a very interesting to hear. I can't wait to hear it, but I'm mostly intrigued by your acoustic album, just as long as it doesn't sound like Heritage from Opeth. Just kidding.
Just as long as it doesn't sound like what?
Like Heritage from Opeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually haven't heard that much.
But no, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's a good album, but I'm sure it won't be like this album. I'm really, really sure. Speaking about live experiences and concerts, I noticed that your band is getting more and more into it now than before. More recently, you've toured with Samotras, if I'm correct. Will there be some in Canada, even in Quebec? I know that you did a concert in Vancouver lately, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The Astoria. Will you come to Quebec eventually? That would be fun.
We definitely want to come back to Canada. We had a really fun time in Vancouver, and we met some really awesome people. And everyone was just so friendly, and everyone was so grateful that we came to Vancouver. And I guess it's not just because of the extra, customs crossing the border. Mm-hmm. A lot of bands just detour and don't go to Vancouver. And so they were really excited and hospitable.
Oh, good.
And so definitely we really liked Canada, and we like to come back. And we definitely want to do a lot more touring this year and into next. And we would like to make Canada part of that. We know that we need to make the rounds, and it's high on our to-do list.
Yeah, well, I hope one day at least to see you here at Quebec. That would be an amazing experience for me and for the fans we have here in Sherbrooke as well, or in Montreal, or even in towns like that that are reputed for, you know, their respective metal scenes. And, you know, Quebec has a very healthy music scene, well, metal music scene at least. But, yeah, that would be very interesting to see you live. So the last question, what does the future hold for the band?
Right now, we're kind of throwing around the idea of doing an acoustic album.
Okay.
Because we've done acoustic shows, and so we kind of wanted to document that. We are in the works trying to organize a music video.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be our first in like 8 years. It's crazy. I mean, I love music videos, but we just haven't ever gotten around to doing one. And so I'm excited about that. And then we're going to Hellfest in June.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. We're playing Hellfest in France in June, and we're planning a European tour around that.
With who, briefly? Do you have any bands that you will play with?
We have a couple that we have in mind, but we haven't... nothing's confirmed yet.
Okay.
So we're still working on that.
Okay.
And then... and then coming up later in the year, we really want to do a full U.S. tour finally.
Oh, nice.
We would like to hit Canada, too. By the way, Profound Lore Records is in Canada,
yes,
too.
I know.
So
yeah.
I'm sure Chris would probably like to see us.
Yeah. Christian. Live. Oh, Chris is from Canada. I didn't know.
Yeah, I think he is. Well, he lives there.
Anyway, okay.
He's never seen us play live either. So.
Okay, that's a good fact to know.
Play there.
Yeah, all
with
good.
That.
So, unfortunately, it's time for this interview to end, but I'm giving you the last word.
Bon appétit.
Ah, ben, merci.
Hope you enjoy more constant than the gods.
Merci. Well, thank you. I mean,
sorry, I can't speak French.
Oh, it's all right. It's cool. You're forgiven. I mean, I can speak English anytime. I'm sure people are here understand English too. So, you know, you're forgiven. It's all right. So thank you, Rebecca, for this enlightening interview. And hopefully someday I'll get to see your band live here at Quebec.
Great. We hope to visit there soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Good night, Rebecca. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Alors, et voilà, c'est la conclusion de notre entrevue avec Rebecca Vernon du groupe doom metal américain Sub Rosa. Que de bonnes nouvelles pour le groupe. Je suis vraiment curieux de voir ce que l'avenir réserve. Un album acoustique ainsi qu'une apparition au Hellfest en France, très intéressant. D'excellentes nouvelles pour Sub Rosa, honnêtement. Je crois que l'avenir leur réserve une très belle surprise. Alors...